T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Third down at 7. The ball moved back to the 20. Keenum hands the ball off to Johnson, running to his left. He breaks one tackle and he dives down at the 13. He's close to a first down. I think he's got it as well.
That's it.
And that's going to do it.
All right, welcome into a Football Friday. A bye week Friday. Usually bye weeks are a little loosey-goosey. You can kind of ass around and fool around and joke around because you don't have a game to look forward to. But this is a unique one because the Steelers' next opponent, the Brownies, played last night and got a hard-fought win. And we've got one of the biggest Pitt games in recent memory tomorrow afternoon at Heinz Field. The Stars will be out for this game. Doran Dickerson, Pitt All-American, will be there, part of the pregame show. He's in studio with me now. What up, Doran?
What's up?
Shady McCoy is going to try to follow your size 15 footsteps, going to fill those shoes with the pregame speech and the honorary captain stuff. You were the honorary captain the last time Pitt beat Clemson. So good luck with that one, Shady. You might have to text him and give him a little pep talk and say, hey, man, good luck.
Yeah, well, you know,
good luck topping me.
Shady isn't the most, well, he is outspoken, but I mean, I'd be anxious to see or hear.
He can't cut a promo like you can and get up there in front of everybody and give a fire and brimstone speech.
No,
like Doran Dickerson.
My speech had a lot to do with
disrespect.
The win against West Virginia in 2007, which Shady was actually a huge part of that. Mm-hmm. And so was your wife, as we just found out earlier.
Yes, Amanda, Craig, you love this story, Craig.
Oh,
this is
I
one
do.
Of your favorites.
I love it.
So I was going back and I was getting some clips for today's show because I'm in the mood to talk Pitt football today. I'm going to be there tomorrow, too. Craig's going to be with me. We're going to be making our way through the tailgates and the parking lot and the Heinz Field experience and giving Clemson fans the double bird and making fun of their slow start to the season. And I'm going back. I'm getting clips from big Pitt games, like 13-9. And I'm watching it on YouTube, and they're showing – you guys rush the field, celebrate on the field. Wani's getting hugged, helmets in the air, jumping up and down. And they pan to the West Virginia crowd. And I'm like, I recognize that face. It's a sullen, downtrodden Amanda Filippone just standing there distraught over what she had just watched. And I showed it to you, both of you guys, and you especially loved it, Dorn.
Loved it. I think there was a tear coming down her
there
face.
There was. That was a low point of her fandom. She had booked, get this, she had booked tickets to the national championship game.
Goodness.
How great is that? Put that in your West Virginia pipe and smoke it.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
So that's rough.
We've got some of those clips to get you in the mood a little bit later on. I was prepared to come in here after watching the game last night and say, oh man, the Steelers are going to have their work cut out for them on Halloween in Cleveland. The Browns moved ahead of the Steelers in the standings last night, so we're back in last place. And I watched that game, and I'm thinking, my God, all these injuries for the Browns, they're down to their third-string running back, a guy who played, what's it called, the Alliance of American Football?
Yep.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah, AAF.
The AAF. He played for the Orlando Apollos. Was their leading rusher last night, Dearness Johnson at 146 yards. Doran, their offensive line parts the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
You could get 5 yards a carry in that offense.
Yeah, Troy Aikman said he could too.
Incredible,
yeah,
dude.
You know
their line; they control the line of scrimmage. I'm so envious and jealous of their line. So I'm watching that game and I'm thinking I'm going to come in here and think, man, the Steelers are really kind of in trouble going in there and trying to win in a couple weeks. But then, I talked to some people in Cleveland today, and it restored my faith in the Steelers winning that game next week. I actually am in a very good mood and a very good mental space about the Steelers beating the Browns and knocking them down a peg and jumping them in the standings next week, going to Cleveland and winning. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I was told today that things have the potential to get, quote, very, very, very ugly. Very ugly there. Because despite what was reported last night about Baker Mayfield and having this broken humerus bone, this broken shoulder, people around the Browns still think he is going to demand to go back into the lineup for the Steelers game. That he is going to force his way back in and say, the doctors aren't banning me from playing. It can't really get any worse. It's already broken. It's already torn. I want to play with this injury. Too bad. You cannot stop me from playing. That he's going to try to do it. He's going to try to gut it out.
Well, he almost demanded to play last night, from what I read. He wanted to play last night, and it was his decision, quote unquote, his decision if he plays or not. And that is very alarming if you're a Browns fan. If
but
he
we're
does
not,
because
Mueller's
leg.
Off today, so we can talk as if there's no Browns fans in the room, finally, which is also another reason why I'm probably in such a good mood. But isn't that just – I really think if Case Keenum starts against the Steelers, they run an offense where the quarterback doesn't need to be the star. He can just hand the ball off, manage the game. They asked Keenan to make one play. It was a fourth and short. He scrambled. He got it and set them up for what ended up being the game-winning touchdown. If Keenum goes in, I think you have a professional quarterback that's just going to do his best to make sure that he's not the reason why the Browns lose the game. Whereas Mayfield, if he goes in, I think he's going to want to be the hero. To the rescue, I got to now prove to everybody that I'm better than Case Keenum. I'm worth all this money. I can play hurt. I can gut it out. And if he does that, I think it'll be a huge mistake. And I don't think the Browns have the balls, if he wants to play, to say, too bad, Baker, we're going to go with Case Keenum.
Is there, in your mind, a big drop-off from Case Keenum?
No.
Healthy.
With capital letters. No.
Where's it at in your mind?
I think they're about even. I think Mayfield by a nose. If this were the Kentucky Derby and they had two horses, one named Case Keenum and one named Little Baker Mayfield running down the stretch at Churchill Downs, it would be a photo finish. I don't think Baker's that much better than him. Why? Do you?
I agree. No, I totally agree. I think Case Keenum, I think he's better. I think he has more experience. I think that he has worked with a lot less, over his career. Whenever he has gotten starts with either Houston, wherever, he has worked with a lot
Did
less
Did you play
talent.
With him in Houston or no?
No,
you were gone
no,
by
I was,
then?
I was gone by
okay.
then. But I like him. He has to be one of the best backups in
He's
last.
Making $6 million. He's getting what? Paid like a top-of-the-line backup. Yes. He's getting paid $6 million to play off and on, or never really play.
He's getting paid $6 million to do what he did last night, which is okay. I'll pay $6 million for what I saw from Case Keenum last night, and you know that he's going to go in there, and he's going to win you games, and he's going to be a serviceable quarterback.
I know.
And next week, you're right. Next week, if Baker does force his way into the lineup, okay, the Steelers can be like, all right, well, we can have a game plan around that. We know what his ailments are in the shoulder. But if Case Keenum goes in there after a win with a little bit of confidence, some feel with his offense,
Case Keenum, I believe, beat the Steelers when he was in Denver a few years ago. Baker Mayfield beat the Steelers in a playoff game. Great, but that was when he was 100% healthy. I believe, and I heard this again from somebody in Cleveland today, that he is pissed off that he injured himself trying to make a tackle on an interception. And that's like fueling his fire to get back in there, that he's so mad at himself that that's how he got hurt. And he's sick to his stomach that he's even in this situation because of how he got injured.
So there's no animosity in the Browns organization from Baker Mayfield and everybody else thinking that Case Keenum could probably be the guy.
No,
I bet you there's players and staff that think that Case Keenum should be the guy for the rest of the season.
Really?
You don't think that he feels that? Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I think anytime you are struggling, and he has not been good this year, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, very mediocre pedestrian stats. It's also a contract year. And then your backup goes in and that guy wins.
There's a lot of pressing there.
All of a sudden, my shoulder feels so much better. Broken bone, broken schmoan. I feel like $1 million, coach.
And then you're pressing. And then that's the worst whenever
that's
for a
player.
That's
what I mean.
Yes.
That's why I think Mayfield's demand and desire to go back in makes me feel so much better about the Steelers' matchup with them next week. And here's another reason why I'm excited about this. The Browns have 10 days to deal with an Odell Beckham Jr. tantrum, which I'm convinced is coming. I am convinced, with the trade deadline looming as well, 2 catches for 23 yards last night. He's making $15 million. The Browns aren't getting their money's worth. Beckham is dropping balls left and right. He's committing penalties that are screwing up drives. He's probably the most overrated wide receiver in the NFL. And I think he's the last person in the NFL to get that. I believe Odell Beckham Jr.'s ego still makes him think in his head he's one of the best wide receivers. So he's got to be so pissed with his numbers being what they are. Get me to another team. Get me the ball more. And I think they're going to be dealing with that this week, too.
It's all unraveling.
Even though they won.
Even though they won, the weather before the storm is happening. And
does your knee do that? Do you have arthritis in your knee that tells you that it's
Oh, yeah. I know that it's going to rain already, and I'm 33. Another point, though, which could be a false for the Browns, is they would go away from what they did very, very well last night, and that's run the ball with D'Ernest Johnson. And he looks like he could be a top-tier back in the next coming years. So
Any back could behind that offensive line.
If Baker goes in, they go away from the running game. Baker wants to throw. Baker wants to be, like you just said, the hero. He's going to go in there. He's going to try to force things. That is a bad situation.
And he's got to keep OBJ happy.
Yes.
But when you throw to OBJ, bad things happen. He drops the ball. He can't get open. He commits a penalty.
Stops running on routes.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not kumbaya in Cleveland just because they won that game last night. And I think if Kevin Stefanski, if there weren't big personalities involved, he could say to both Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr., we're going to stay with Case Keenum. Odell, I get it. You're unhappy with your production and your numbers. But, dude, we're still paying you $15 million a year. Shut up.
Right.
But he can't. OBJ is incapable of doing that. So I'm in a very good place. Craig, I don't know if you're feeling that same or no. Are you pessimistic about the game next week because the Browns with backups ran the ball like crazy and the Steelers let a bunch of backup running backs dominate them in the second half of the Seattle game?
I'm so encouraged by things potentially falling apart for them that I don't even care that you and I got that game wrong last night.
And Mueller got it right. Of course he did, because he always picks the Browns.
So I should be very bitter that we lost that game and he got it right. I don't even care, because bigger picture is much more important of them and the discord that could happen.
I think that on the flip side of this, if we're going to go from the angle of the Steelers as well, this was the perfect time for them to have a bye week, in my opinion.
Why is that?
I think this is a perfect time for them to
even
reassess.
Winning two games in a row, I mean, you got a good year.
Yes. No. Because the next three games, look who you're playing. You're not going to
at Browns, playing, yes. Bears, and then Lions.
Right. This is your time to reassess, hey, what do we do good? Well, what do we do good? What do we do bad? Let's throw that out. Let's move forward. We know who we have. We know obviously they got Pat Freiermuth involved a lot last week. I think that they are in a good spot, and now looking at the Brown situation is even brighter for them going into next week, going into Cleveland. I like that they had this bye week this week. I think it was perfect timing.
I like that the Browns have the pressure on them to win the game, which happened in week 17 last year when the Browns needed to win to make the playoffs and the Steelers were benching a lot of their starters and they had Mason Rudolph in, and it didn't matter if the Steelers won or lost because they had already wrapped up the AFC North and they couldn't make their playoff position really any better. And the Browns almost blew that game. Mason Rudolph looked like a competent NFL quarterback for a big chunk of that game. And I thought that then the next week, all right, it flipped. The Steelers are at home. They always beat the Browns in the playoffs or whenever they play meaningful games, really. Ben never loses to the Browns at home. The Browns didn't have their head coach. The Browns didn't have their offensive line coach. Ooh. They had a bunch of injuries on the offensive line against the Steelers defense, and they went up 28-0. And so you know, that was an interesting situation where the team that felt like it was supposed to win the game didn't play well. Browns barely won in Week 17. Steelers got blown out in the playoff game. Now I think the bullseye is squarely on the Browns. They're at home. You're supposed to win your home games in your division. You have a better record than the Steelers. You haven't finished with a better record than the Steelers since the 1980s. So there's a lot that is going to go into a game like that that I think is hard. You know this. You were an NFL player and you were human. It's hard to block all that out, isn't it? You can say all you want about cliches and, hey, we're only thinking about practice and the game. But that's a lot for the Browns, I think, to deal with for this game next week.
I also get the pride that Baker Mayfield has. I mean, obviously, he's, you know, he was a walk-on. He transfers. He, you know, makes a name for himself. He becomes a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, but he's bringing this on himself with progressive commercials and Hulu commercials.
For
and
sure.
He talks trash and all that.
But even just into detail of his body, like, your shoulder's not going to get better if you go out there and play. Like, it's not like it's going to miraculously get better.
They're saying he needs surgery. Like,
yes.
It's not something that he's just going to be able to rehab. He will need surgery at the end of the year.
It's going to
he
get
might
worse.
Need it he might need it sooner if it gets worse, yeah.
It's going to get worse if he plays. I don't care. I mean, he's going to hit the ground one time, and it's going to get worse. Like, you have to block out your pride sometimes and know that this is not going to get better for you. You have to take care of your body and what you need to do to fix it in order to have a sustaining career. This is not going to get better. If you go out there, only bad is going to happen, in my opinion, if Baker Mayfield plays next week for the Browns. Only bad. For real. Because, I mean, like I said, it is not going to get better, and he's going to put his team in bad situations, and they aren't going to be able to come back from it.
So then it's incumbent on the team to have the stones to tell him, too bad, Baker, you're not playing. And this week they could fall back on Baker. You just got hit by J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt aggravated this injury on Sunday. It's a short week. You don't have time to heal. You can't come back. You were in the injury tent. You were in the blue tent for 20 minutes on Sunday. You can't turn around quickly and play a game on Thursday. That's asking too much. Now he's got 10 days to repair himself. So do they have the courage to look him in the eye and say, Baker, too bad. We know we love you, blah, 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 blah. You're the first overall pick. This doesn't mean we're not going to pay you at the end of the year, but you are right now, given your injury, a liability to us. And we're going to go with a very – this is why we brought Case Keenum here for situations like this.
This would be – everybody says the NFL is a business, which it is. It's one of the biggest businesses in the whole world, mm-hmm. right? This would be a legit business decision by the Browns and the Browns looking out for Baker Mayfield's
but
future.
I think it's a football decision, though, too, because of what you said about Keenum's ability – relative to Baker Mayfield's.
That's a business decision as well. It's $6 million that you're getting out of
exactly.
Case Keenum, and you're preserving Baker Mayfield.
This isn't Russell Wilson versus Geno Smith, or 2 years ago, Ben Roethlisberger compared to Duck Hodges. They have a backup quarterback in Cleveland that has been to a conference championship game more recently than Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
He replaced, it's the same thing. Sam Bradford was a number one overall pick. Oklahoma quarterback got injured in Minnesota. Keenum went in, and they went to the NFC Championship game. And guess what? Kevin Stefanski was the quarterback's coach on that team.
Yep.
He has seen it.
Yep.
He might even be having deja vu flashbacks right now. But we go over this with Roethlisberger. I think that sometimes teams don't have the balls to tell star players, you're not playing.
It's
you're not getting your way.
It's very hard. But you have to do what's in the best interest of the team.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Doran, today is a big day for us here. Big day for me. I have an assignment for you because I lied to my wife about something.
Mm.
What was that noise?
Why are you dragging me into that?
Why did you make that noise?
Because I've been there and I know how this can end.
Why are you dragging me into...
So Amanda would have been better off marrying you than me, first of all.
Jeez.
So Amanda is big into the horror movies and scary movies.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So are you?
Yes.
Your entire man cave is decorated with your football memorabilia and then stuff from scary movies that you like.
Yep. I love it.
So Amanda gave me an assignment. She's like, oh, we actually love each other. Let's spend time together. That kind of deal. And she said, I go, okay. She said, let's watch some scary movies with Halloween coming up. And me, big idiot, say to her, all right, I'll make a list of 5 scary movies that we're going to watch together.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Quintessential 5 scary movies for Halloween that are, if you're a If you are a scary movie, horror movie fan, these are must-see movies.
Okay.
Five. I said I'll make a list of the five biggest scary movies of all time. I have no clue what I'm freaking doing with this.
Okay. Well, I'm here to help.
So I need you, and I need some callers later in the show to say, Andrew, this movie's got to be on the list.
I love it. This is unbelievable. You know that I am. This is better than just scoring touchdowns right now. This is better than any. This is better than winning a championship. This is what I live for right here. This is what I'm about. Horror movies.
Yeah,
you
but
know
I got to narrow it down to five, though.
I got you. I'm a connoisseur. Is that how you say it? Connoisseur?
Craig, how do you say it?
I don't know. Mahler's not here for that.
Thank God. You know Mahler would have rained on that parade and said, no, you know what? The Browns, they could have me back there at quarterback, and they'll beat the Steelers because of how they run the ball.
I love whenever he brings up those scenarios. Like, Doran, do you think that if I was a wide receiver that, like, this – I'm like, no, before he even finishes.
Doran, do you think that I could beat Ben Roethlisberger in a race?
Right. No.
He has said that.
I know. In a 5K.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.